Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections? Okay, I have one. I'd like to remove the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting because they're not quite finished.
That's right.
Okay, can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda with the removal of the minutes. All those in favor of the motion?
Mr. Chairman, I have one additional thing that I would suggest in, for the benefit of those that are here. It would seem that Allen Foods case number 11216 would probably run for quite a while, and we have some old business that I know there's probably people here that would like not to have to stay through that hearing. Mm-hmm. So I would make a motion that we would put that between the first and second case, our old business.
Okay, we'll do the case number 11215 and then go to the old business. That's part of the motion.
So in other words, you're going to move from 215 to 11,197 to 11,203.
That's correct.
Okay. And then to 11,216.
Okay. Mr. Hudson, will you put that in your motion? Okay, again, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson for the approval of the agenda with the following changes. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, and sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotypes concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed or old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed or old business are considered after the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view the deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please.
Case number 11215, Bo Billibrand and Michael Mutsalis, west of Route 1 Coastal Highway, south of Bayberry Road, being lot 3, block K, within Middlesex Beach Development, tax map ID numbers 134, 17.16, parcel 47. A special use exception for a seasonal produce stand for a period of 5 years.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bo Billibrand. This is my business partner, Michael.
Sir, you need to come up and be sworn in.
Oh.
Is your partner going to be testifying as well?
Perhaps.
Would you come up as well, sir?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My given name is Stephen Billibrand. I live in 36030 Burbage Road, Millville, Delaware, 19970.
And your name is?
It's Michael Mutsalis, 23114 Pine Run, Millville, Delaware, 19966.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm not very good at public speaking, so once I stumble, if you guys could remind me where I'm at, I would appreciate that. Today we're here for a special exception for a temporary produce stand. We're not looking for any kind of zoning change whatsoever. The property is currently zoned B1, which allows for a neighborhood business. What better business than a produce stand? We're going for a traditional Sussex County stand on a couple of hay wagons. You'll see those in the pictures that I've given you. We've leased the property for 3 months. It's ending September 1st, at which time we have to have everything off the lot. The current owner, Peter Demery, was going to build at that time. I think he's since canceled that, but we will be off the lot at September 1st. I know there was, on April, we reached out to the Middlesex Homeowners Association, went to their meeting, and we were received very well for this stand. They did have some concerns, and one concern by one of the board members was a tent, which we used that word tent, and they're thinking of a major tent. We're looking at more of an awning. Again, you'll see a photo in the back. The one concerns that they had was parking, and we're going to use the existing parking there. And we do have approval from DelDOT to use the existing parking. It's about 14 spots. We think that we're probably going to get more walking traffic and bikes there. Again, a letter of no objection from DelDOT, that was very good. Another concern was setbacks. We had a survey done for you to see that that all of our wagons will be within the setback. Trash removal. We had planned on just removing the trash daily at the end of the day. We both have trucks, so that shouldn't be an issue, although that was an issue with some of the objections. The safety related to weather. We can have everything off that lot within 24 hours. So if there was a major storm coming through, it would be out of there. So there would be no debris blowing around. Now, of course, you have some strong summer storms coming through, at which time we can move that to the back of the lot and secure everything there, should we need it. I want to state again, this is a permitted use under B1. We would really like to get a vote this evening. I did come down today, and I went through all of the letters. There were 11 letters objecting to the produce stand. I went through every one. I consolidated it into 8 points. So I'd like to address that right now.
Okay.
11 letters opposing the stand. There was 245 homeowners in the community itself. The five-year exception is a concern. As you know, $400 gets you 1 year or 5 years, so we opted for the 5 years. If you're going to buy an iPad and they're offering five, you take five. We will cut that back to one if that would satisfy some of the objections, and then reapply next year, since we just found out that Mr. Demery is not going to be building on that lot, we'd like to come back. And we will win the people over that are objecting.
Okay.
This is a really a low-impact business. I mean, a produce stand, it's B1. I mean, they could put a Wawa there. They could put a CVS pharmacy. They could put a movie theater. Again, I mean, this is something that really shouldn't be a issue. The sanitation issue. We have, as employees, Michael, his mother, his sister, and his wife. We're planning on having two people there at all times. We are not within 5 to 10 minutes of the stand living in Millville. If someone has to leave the stand, they can to go use a public restroom or run over to my house. We're not that far away. We also have not put water to the lot yet, but we have that option. We don't want to spend any money until we know that we are going to be on the lot. Again, they were talking about trash as an issue, and again, we were going to take that off, but then they suggested that maybe we have a on-site receptacle. If that's what they want, we'll build a receptacle. We'll put whatever they want behind a fence so they don't see anything. We'll cooperate with them every way. The barbecue, that was brought up. It was a typo. It has been corrected. They were concerned about people parking on Route 1 to get to our stand. I don't foresee that happening. The access is on Bayberry Road. If they would like us to put up no parking signs on Route 1, it would have to be in the state right away. Maybe the state could put up no parking signs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just it's an issue that they're concerned about that we would like to take care of right now. They were referencing Bridge Road, and I really can't address that. I mean, it doesn't really have much bearing on my property because that property, I mean, it was kind of, and I'm not sure, but it looked like it was non-conforming. There's three businesses there, one being a Dunkin' Donuts, an attorney's office, and a real estate office that gets a lot of traffic. I mean, they're one of their primary business right now is rental. So they had actually two accesses, one from Route 1 and one from Bridge Road. When Dunkin' Donuts went in, they blocked that one road off. Maybe that was a safety issue, but that should not have any bearing on our property whatsoever. Then there was an objection because there's Shore Foods right next to this lot. And I mean, they're really not in the produce business. And if anything, I mean, we would definitely, it would definitely complement each other. Mm-hmm. It truly would. And, competition elevates service. So, we plan on staying in Middlesex Beach, and we're going to run a tight ship. And we're going to win over whoever is objecting this summer should you approve us. Now, if you just look at the photos that I have here, I mean, we're using a traditional hay wagon with a canvas awning on it. We do have one that has a fixed awning on it, which is creeping up to about $2,000 right now. And that is the bottom left-hand photo there. And then we have some views of the lot itself. And as you can see, this is a cleared lot, and it has signage there. We're not asking for any additional signs. There's one that has been blown over. If we could put that up, great. I don't know what the issue would be there or who I would speak to, whether it be the board here or speak to Middlesex Beach. But on the last page there, I'm just showing you what is existing there, and we really can't control the traffic, but having an open lot, it's certainly more visible than the other businesses are there. So in conclusion there, That is pretty much it. I'm not sure. Did you get the letter from DelDOT? I've got copies here if anybody would need one.
No, we received it. Yeah,
we received it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Just move, yes. Sir. Let me see. Are there any questions from members of the board?
Yes, I'd like to ask you a question. You were talking about, what is the parking? Is it gravel?
Yes, it's gravel parking.
All right. Is there any way to keep the structure so that a structured parking of 10 by 20s that you have a concrete bumper or landscape bumper?
Actually, we bought some nautical rope.
Okay.
And what we were going to do was to sink some 4x4s in and have like a drape going on some
so
of those
4x4s. Everybody just doesn't pull in the
water. Yeah, so it's not going to be willy-nilly going in there.
Right.
You know, it's going to be tastefully done. I mean, it's we want to attract people.
Right. You say you're going to be from June to August. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have to be off the lot on September 1st.
Okay. And that's for the year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does that fall over, any agreement fall over into the following year you were talking about?
We would love to, but we don't have any kind of lease. We don't have any current lease. Our lease expires September 1st. We have to be off that lot. Everything has to be off the premises. And again, they were supposed to build on the lot, and those plans have changed.
And your trash removal, which is a big concern, of course, you'd be willing to put something on site if you have to?
If they would like us to put something on site, we would, and have that behind
a
fence. Whichever they like, whether it be a small trash can or a small dumpster, whichever the community
would request.
I mean, basically, all the vegetables are going to a farmer being recycled.
Okay.
You know, any kind of that. I mean, we don't want that stinking up, the produce stand.
Sure.
What are your days and hours of operation?
Pardon me?
What are your days and hours of operation?
We're going 7 days a week.
What hours?
And we're going to try to do 8 to 8.
8 to 8?
So no lighting?
No. Okay. No. Okay. I mean, we are going to have electric on the lot, a temporary service. We may put a light like in one of the hay wagons just to deter people from, grabbing what they want. But, we're not going to be... 8 hours of the sun is probably enough for us.
Right.
And it's a lot of work. I mean, it's not we're talking about running a good operation. I mean, it's a lot of running around. It's not as easy as everybody might think. And Michael's family has been in the produce business for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows the ins and outs of the produce business. And they ran a fantastic operation on Route 54. Mm-hmm. And again, I mean, circumstances, they lost the lease there, and now there's a big commercial building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of that stuff is being taken away from Sussex County. I mean, this is something that we all enjoy.
Right. All right, sir. Mr. Workman?
You said you're going to do away with the bad fruit and stuff, I mean, the vegetables?
Yeah, that's all going off-site.
Do you have refrigeration or anything for to keep stuff in?
We have a concession stand that we're not going to bring on-site. And if it is, I mean, it's a refrigerated truck is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we're not going to leave it on-site. When we bring what are the perishables? Plums and cherries. They have to stay refrigerated overnight. You know, during the day it's okay if they're out because you're going to be selling that. But
so your good stuff at nighttime is going to go back into the truck, refrigerated truck.
Yeah. And off-site.
Off-premise.
Off-site.
So you're not going to have nothing there at all at night.
No.
Everything's gone.
Yeah, that's
Very well run.
Yeah, we're trying to get every. I mean, we got everything that we're going to be able to zip that stand up at night and get 6 hours street sleep and do it over again.
Bring it back again.
You know, for and I mean, we're looking at 88 days. If this was to be deferred, this would really be a hardship on us. You know, so I hope we can get a vote on this, a positive vote this evening.
All right, sir. Mr. Hudson?
None at this time.
And again, Mr. Mull, no further questions?
No other questions.
And I have no, excuse me, no further questions. So hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter in favor.
One letter in favor? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Could you keep your hands up, please? You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Mr. Gang. Chairman, I have 12 letters.
Okay, we have 11 here in opposition and 12 letters. Okay, do we have a spokesman for the group that's in opposition? Okay, would you like, you need to come up, sir? And again, you're going to be representing the group.
I'm speaking on behalf of my wife and I.
Okay, if there's anyone else here that is in opposition that would like to speak, would you please come forward at this time and be sworn in?
Can you state your name
again,
and address
for the record? If there's anyone here in opposition that would like to speak, please come forward.
My name is Bruce Schoonover. I reside at 16 Bayberry Road, Middlesex Beach, Bethany Beach, Delaware, 19930.
Hang tight real quick. You state your name and address for the record.
My name is Kathy Dryden. My permanent address is 7201 Stevens Road, Eden, Maryland. My beach address is 27 Arrett Road, Middlesex Beach.
If you can hang tight here as well. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeff Waxman, permanent resident, Middlesex Beach, 13 Arrett Road, 19930.
Okay. Can you all come up? Do you each swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Ma'am, would you like to go first, please? You want to let her go? Let ladies?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you, sir.
That's
it's okay. Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. Hi, my name is Kathy Dryden. I own property in Middlesex Beach, Delaware. I own lot 27, block P, 27 Arrett Road, lot 1, block K, Ocean Highway, and lot 2, block K, Ocean Highway. The request for a seasonal produce stand on lot 3, block K, is next to my lot number 2. I am not in favor of this produce stand being put on that lot for reasons. One, there is no designated parking on that lot. Therefore, parking could go on my property due to no parking on that lot. The lot is gravel and grass. It is cut by a grass cutter every week. Number two, there is a lot of foot traffic on Bayberry Road crossing Coastal Highway that goes to a gate to the beach directly across from the Bayberry Road, making it dangerous for pedestrians. Number three, on August of 2012, last summer, I received a phone call from the manager of my store, which is Shore Foods, telling me someone had set up a yard sale on the property without permission, and cars were stopping on Route 1 Coastal Highway and making it dangerous for pedestrians and traffic. The people that put up the yard sale were spoken to, and they did leave. But the traffic was stopping on Coastal Highway. There is a sign there already stating no standing or parking that has been put up by DelDOT, and it was still being done. This is the same area they want to put a produce stand. Bethany does not need another produce stand. There is one on the corner of Garfield Parkway in Pennsylvania, and there is also one at Sea Colony Marketplace on Coastal Highway. I called Dave Weekin, president of Middlesex Beach Association, and asked him if they had approached the association and what were they proposing for that lot. He stated they had said they would put maybe two trailers, a portable tent, and a porta potty. I asked if they were going to put up a refrigerated case there, and he said that hadn't been suggested because there is electricity on that lot. 6, in reviewing special use exception 115-72, a produce stand is not a permitted use. A produce stand is not a conditional use. Nothing to authorize a produce stand. It doesn't qualify for a special use permit. In Middlesex Beach Association Restricted Covenants, Section 11, it states, no toilet, private sewage disposal system shall be maintained or used upon any lot or land area located in Middlesex Beach, except for such temporary facilities approved by public health authorities during construction. Therefore, I'm asking this board not to approve the special use exception for a seasonal produce stand.
And let me ask you a question. The rules and regulations that you just stated, are they Middlesex Beach's rules?
Yes.
And regulations? Okay.
Yes, and I have the book. I have Middlesex Beach's directory. And right here is where it is stated.
Okay, fine. That's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
This property is Sussex County, not Middlesex Beach. Is that correct?
Well, it's county regulated, yes. But she's talking about the covenants.
It comes under the county's jurisdiction.
Yeah, but again, yeah, the property is regulated by the county. Yes. It is county. So it's not regulated by Middle Sussex Beach, correct?
Right.
It's regulated by both. Whichever that has the most enforceable power would be the Middlesex or county.
Right.
Whichever the most restrictive is enforced by that party, whether it be the county or whether it be Middlesex Beach.
Right. And this board has no jurisdiction to enforce the rules of Middlesex Beach.
Right. We can't enforce anything.
We can enforce your rules.
Okay. But what you're saying is that the property is subject to the rules and regulations of Middlesex Beach?
Right.
And the county.
And the county.
And the county.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Next, please.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you for allowing me to come here and express my concerns about this request. Okay. I'm Bruce Schoonover, a longtime resident of the Middlesex Beach community. I live at 16 Bayberry Road, which is just to the west of the lot that's the subject of this hearing. My wife and I have owned our home since 1980, and through much of the 1980s, I served on the board of directors of the Middlesex Beach Association in various positions, including its president. Subsequent to leaving the board, I've worked extensively with the board in reviewing and compiling the legal documents for the association. I also worked with the board and with DLDOT on a number of pedestrian safety issues that we face in the community. Our development is rather unique. In as much as it, we have residents on both the beach side or the east side of Route 1, as well as the west side. We've got 150 residential properties on the west side. Through the DLDOT organization, we were able to get 5 crosswalks that are at strategic locations in the community to help funnel the traffic in an order, the pedestrian traffic in an orderly manner from the west side over to our beach. We have almost a half a mile of beach. That's the big attraction of our community. Our community has been around for for 50 plus years. I understand that the applicant is requesting a variance in order to open a produce stand with two sales tents and two hay wagons on a commercial lot. However, I'm confused by both the application and the public notice. It indicates that the variance is being requested under Sussex County Code 15, Article 10, subsection Item A. But when I look at Item A, it lists 11 different items that are permitted under the special exception. And in none of these 11 do I see a commercial produce stand, a sales tent, or a wagon. The only reference to a tent is the use of a tent on a temporary basis, not more than three times per year. I also note that both the application and the public notice indicates that the lot in question is on the east side of Route 1. I gather this evening that Mr. Beaubrand has clarified that it is indeed on the west side. And with regard to the barbecue stand, clearly in the legend to the site diagram, it specifically says barbecue stand. But now I understand this evening that a barbecue stand isn't.
That was a typo.
Claire.
Along with the west side, that was.
Sir, excuse me, sir. You need to direct your questions to the board, and then we'll address them.
I'm sorry.
That's fine,
excuse
sir,
me,
if you would
please.
Do that. Thank you.
I also note that on that same legend is a reference to this being a residential lot, and clearly this is not a residential lot. But regardless of the technical issues and flaws of the application, the fact remains that this variance falls far short of the requirements under your code section Article 27. Which simply provides that to be granted such exceptions will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent property owners. Now, the Middlesex Beach Association is the owner of an adjacent property. That adjacent property is the Bayberry Road. And through a deed of easement between the homeowners of the association and the association, the residents of the community have been guaranteed full access to that private road, and they have every right to expect that their safety will not be placed in jeopardy as a result of an adjacent property owner's use of its property. On May 24th, my wife and I sent in written comments opposing this application. It consisted of 3 pages of text as well as 5 pages of attachments. I note that the Postal Service return receipt service indicates that you had received this on May 28th. And I'm sure you don't want to hear me repeat the kinds of things that I put in there, but I would ask that that you take into consideration the full content of that letter. My wife and I regularly walk to the beach along Bayberry Road, and the produce stand creates a real safety hazard and concern. That will quite clearly adversely affect our use of Bayberry Road, which is our right-of-way. I note in the applicant's presentation that they identified seven different issues that they indicate that they gleaned from the comments that were made. I would say they missed the last one, the eighth one, which happens to be the most important one, and that's the safety considerations of our community. As I've indicated in my letter, there are some 54 homes that potentially use the Bayberry Road crossing to get to the beach. The manner in which they propose to have the parking on this lot is 12 spots that presumably the cars will pull directly into, and after they're done with their shopping, they will reverse and back out blindly into the Middlesex Beach right away, that is Bayberry Road. Mm-hmm. I witness on a daily basis large families, unaccompanied children, carriages, and every other form of pedestrian travel, bicycles and scooters and what have you. And we all know that sometimes children are not as conscientious and careful about where they're walking. And I think that this presents a real safety issue for the community and for the Middlesex Beach Association. I was heartened to read this afternoon you received a letter from the Middlesex Board of Directors that specifically cited safety as the largest issue for consideration. It's of absolute paramount concern to me and my family, and I think suffice it to say to many other people that you see out here this evening. On the basis of these concerns, I respectfully submit that this this variance request must be denied. And I thank you very much for your attention, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Let me ask you a question. If tomorrow I decide to go into business, let's say I go down there in the same lot, and I say, these gentlemen, I'm going to put up permanent buildings down there, and I'm going to put a produce stand down there. You wouldn't be here. They could do it. They would not be here. Now, listen to what I'm saying. All the safety issues that you're talking about, that's very concerning. But DelDOT didn't think that it was the safety problem. They've gotten a letter of approval from DelDOT. And I imagine they take that in consideration. But I want you to know that this is a temporary, and that's where it came under the ordinance that we have, the 115-72A. It comes under that as the director can make three times someone can put a tent up, okay, during the summer and do business. After that, they must appear before the board, okay, for any longer period. So this is how it came before us tonight. Now, they're going to just put it temporarily up there for that amount of months.
88 days.
Okay, 88 days.
Right.
Now, I understand your concern about the safety, but I don't see why DelDOT would let this happen and approve it with the safety issue in mind. And also the fact that if I wanted to, tomorrow I wanted to do this, I could do it without anyone here stopping me and just go to planning and zoning, tell them exactly what I want to do, and my permanent buildings and everything like that, and you'd still have the safety issue as your concern.
Well, I appreciate your take on that. First of all, it is seasonal,
Right.
Our community is seasonal.
Right.
Many of our homeowners are only down
for
in
the
one season. As far as DelDOT is concerned, they were delighted with this proposal because the access was not being requested from State Route 1. It was being requested from the Bayberry Road, which is a private estate road.
Understandable.
So you couldn't make them happier.
Right.
Doing that. The reality is that they're shifting the responsibility to the Middlesex Beach Association and to the community and its members regarding the safety. Now, you say that automatically if a building came in, it would be approved. That I take exception to that. You've got to go through a process. The applicant indicated he didn't see the relevance of the bridge road application or the bridge road situation down there. It's directly relevant. If you look at the northernmost lot on Bridge Road, it abuts Bridge Road, and the community has done several things in the interest of public safety. Number one, as the building permit was going through the process, they required access to the property from Route 1 and not from Bayberry Road. And then they put up barriers for traffic along Bridge Road to preclude access in there. And then on top of that, they put a barrier, a 30-inch high barrier, which is attachment E to the letter that I wrote. It's a picture of a barrier that separates vehicular traffic from pedestrian traffic in the interest of safety. The Board of Directors of the Middlesex Beach Association is considering that same treatment down on Addie Road. I don't object to a produce stand. And if you believe that I do, it's wrong. I object to the manner in which the applicant has put forth his parking plan that allows parking helter-skelter on Bayberry Road to the detriment of anybody that will traverse that area.
Did you hear me ask him about helter-skelter, that how are you going to handle your parking? You heard his answer to that, how he was going. Did that satisfy you?
Would you like to see his drawing of where he plans to have parking?
Pardon?
Would you like to see his drawing where he plans to have parking?
I included that as attachment A in my letter.
It's very clear.
And that is exactly the point. If you can envision people coming up Beach Plum Road and pulling directly onto the property in those 12 spots that you see there, and then reversing and backing up right into the path of all those people that are walking down Bayberry Road, therein lies the problem.
And can I ask you a question? So is there any other businesses there where they pull in and then have to back out? Is there anything there?
Any other businesses?
Yes, there is.
So okay. How do they handle theirs then?
Well, those are cases that came many years ago.
No, but the question is, though, do they pull in and back out? Is yes or no?
That's all right.
That's
yes.
That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have any accidents there, or have any, you know, has there been any history of
any accidents? Any pedestrians hit? Any children hit? Any
now
traffic?
Down on Bridge Road, where we are talking about, where they are backing out, they've put in a barrier down on Bridge Road to prevent that from happening.
Mm-hmm. So the same could be done here.
Pardon?
Could the same be done here as been
I would love for that to happen, yes.
Have you discussed that with DelDOT, anybody? Is this the first
time? It's not a DelDOT issue. It's up till this point, you know, I suppose the Middlesex Board is more reactionary than anything. And, of course, over the last 50 years, lots have changed in terms of the popularity of our beach area. Mm-hmm. And there were instances in the past where Middlesex Beach allowed parking helter-skelter, to use my word.
Okay.
But that has not been done in recent years. Quite to the contrary, every one of the recent properties we have access off of Route 1, not to preclude the commercial development, but simply to be cautious with the lives of our citizens.
I think we've asked you a lot of questions here. Just answer me one question. How will this substantially affect the neighborhood? How will it substantially affect the character of the neighborhood?
Adversely, substantially adversely.
Adversely.
How's they going to do that, selling produce?
I can envision that this is an accident waiting to happen.
Isn't every produce stand that you see in Sussex County an accident to happen? I mean, I see them all over.
No, I'm talking specifically about the configuration of the parking on this lot and the manner. And by the way, while it's shown that there are 12 parking spots here, the fact is that the entire 185 feet are graded for parking. So there's nothing to stop. And as far as Route 1 goes, because Route 1 is at grade with this lot, there's very little there's nothing to prevent a car from pulling over. And as the previous witness indicated, she saw it herself on the next lot over, people just pulling off onto the apron of Route 1. So while DelDOT says we will not allow any parking or access to this property from Route 1, the problem is there's no concrete barriers to stop it, and we don't have a police force to enforce it. Mm-hmm. We rely on the Delaware State Police, which come down here infrequently.
Do you have on Bayberry Lane, if you go down further on Bayberry Lane, what's on that road? Are there houses? Sorry. Are there shops? What are there?
It's purely residential. There's a total of 27 homes directly to the west of this lot that we're talking
about. And how do people get in and out of those lots?
You know, it's all day long. It's, you know, I can't tell you precisely. There are some older people that live down at the far end that will drive over to the beach and hope that there are.
How do cars get in and out of those lots?
They're getting in and out of those lots.
Are there room to turn around on those lots, or are people backing out typically?
Yeah, each of the lots are a half acre. They're huge lots in Middlesex Beach on the western side.
So nobody has to back out of their driveway?
They just pull in and turn around and come and say the horseshoe driveways?
Lots of them, yeah.
So this would be different than what you normally would see in the neighborhood? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, different, and the quantity is what concerns us, is how much traffic is this going to attract?
Now, you had mentioned that you would have perhaps a different parking proposal for the lot. How would you propose parking be handled on that lot?
I'd love to see it come off Route 1, which is exactly what the state would like to preclude.
And
just so you know, the issue about where traffic comes from is not something this board can address. That's something that's in the that's something under the jurisdiction of DLDOT.
Yeah.
So if the gripe is the traffic should be coming off of Route 1, that's not something that this board can make a decision on. But if the gripe is the parking, we have an issue with the way that this is configured, what I'm asking you is, do you have a better solution of how that could be handled?
Yes.
What is that?
My solution is that the parking, just like on Bridge Road, be restricted off of Bayberry Road, and vehicles access the property through Route 1. I mean,
we can't do that. Now here's the thing that I'd like to ask you. If I recall, I heard the applicant inform the board that he was contemplating putting up 2x4s or some sort of post, I suspect, around the parking lot, and it would be connected with nautical rope, if I recall. Yep. Is that something that you would find is an acceptable way to limit perhaps how people are using that, or restricting how people are using that parking lot?
If it were done in an appropriate manner that actually was effective, it would certainly reduce my concern. But my real concern is, again, the manner in which it's configured, all of this traffic will be backing right out into the right-of-way. The obvious answer to your question is, if you're unhappy with access off of Route 1 or find that that's an impossibility, then you put in a driveway and a turnaround on that property so that when the car exits, it will at least be heading in a direction where the driver will have a visual clue as to what's in his path.
So you don't believe that if those barriers are up that someone couldn't turn around that parking lot?
I'm sorry?
You don't believe that if those barriers were put up that somebody could turn around in the parking lot?
I frankly don't picture exactly the configuration that you're considering and the ropes that you're...
Well, the applicant has submitted a survey. I believe Mr. Mills was showing you that earlier, which outlined where the parking spaces would be. And I guess the question I have for you is, if the barriers that were referenced earlier were installed and the patrons were to park into their spots head on and then were to leave, in theory they're going to have to back out. My question for you is, do you think that they would be able to back out of those spots and within the confines of that parking area?
I'm sure they'd be able to back out. Now, whether it has created a safer environment backing out just because there are 2 4x4 barriers that will limit and specify the confines of each parking spot, I'm not sure that it answers the real safety issue here.
I'll ask one more question. I believe, I can't remember if it was Mr. Rickard or Chairman Callaway that asked you this, but are there any other concerns that you have other than safety as far as this application goes? That where you believe that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
Well, I think I cited in my letter the sanitation issues. The Middlesex Beach covenants specifically preclude the use of portable johns.
We heard testimony that there would be no portable johns on the property, and we don't enforce deed restrictions or covenants of any other entity.
I'm glad to hear you say that. It was not clear from the application what exactly.
You stated just earlier, though, when he was up here, you didn't hear him say that.
I did.
He did clear that up. All right, sir. Next.
The gentleman asked what other concerns I had, and that was one of them. Trash being another one accumulating.
He addressed it earlier.
That has apparently been addressed.
Yes, sir.
I think that pretty much covers what I wanted to present, and I very much appreciate your
attorney, welcome.
Your time.
Sir, I do have one question. On lot 47 where it's at, right across from the street, all those 59, 60, 58, all those housing there, nobody backs out on that street at all.
Can I just look at your diagram since I don't have it memorized?
This is the lot. Where are the things going? Now, none of these houses, nobody back out on the street here at all. Everybody got a horseshoe driveway through here.
These are residential lots.
Yes.
And my suspicion is that some of them involve backing out over on the commercial side. They are less than half acre lots.
Okay.
On this side.
They're the big ones. Yes.
Yeah, these
but
the
so these people, when they back out, they get the same.
They back out onto this private road, yes.
And not they don't go out here at all. On a private road to back out on.
None of them.
There is no access on route. Is this Route 1? Am I looking at this? This is confusing.
I don't think that's Route 1.
That's Route 1.
I don't think so, is it? That's not Route 1, is it? Going down here?
Yes.
It has to be.
I'm not sure what is actually shown.
That's not
right.
That is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to back out.
Okay.
Okay. They'd have to back out.
They have to back out, yeah.
They have to back out on Route 1. They'd have to.
Yeah. Okay.
That's in a residential area.
But still, this.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Sir?
Could I just...
No, ma'am. Have you been sworn in, ma'am?
No.
This gentleman's next. You need to be sworn... No. You go ahead and get sworn in, please. And this gentleman...
Get sworn
in. Please state your name and address for the
record. My name is Eileen Sussman. I live at 13 Arrett Road in Middlesex Beach, 19930.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
If I could just...
Sir, ma'am, you have to ask this gentleman. He was...
You may go.
This is my husband.
I didn't know, ma'am. Yeah. I didn't want to... Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't want to get in the middle of that. I just didn't know you're...
This is my husband.
No, I'm not either.
I just wanted to show you a map of how we look in Middlesex so you might understand what our streets look like a little better, so you'd have a feeling for it.
I'm okay.
All of our roads dead end. We have all of these dead end. Our gates all along here.
The record cannot hear.
This is Bayberry Road.
The record cannot hear.
Ma'am, you need to take the mic for the record. We can't hear it. She's trying to record it, please. Thank you. Now you can show it just so we all can.
Okay. These are our streets all dead end on the west side.
Okay.
I'll pass this over.
Sure, when you get
at the ends here along Kent Avenue, all of our streets dead end.
Okay.
We start at Short Road, we come down to Evergreen. Bayberry is our second road in.
Okay.
It dead ends here. It starts with one at this end. The beach is down here. That's on our next page. Each of these houses are all private houses. The only way in is on this road. No streets go through on any of these. We have one little road here that's Beach Plum that runs in the back of the commercial roads. On the west side of our road, in our community, we have no parking on any of our roads. You have to park, you can't park on the berm of our roads. You must park on the private lots. You get ticketed or towed if you park on a road somebody makes you move. Our roads are not large enough for you to park on any of them. The fire engines can't get through if there's any parking on our roads. And we barely have room for two cars to pass each other. So there's no parking anywhere. This is Route 1 here. This is the beach side of our road. We only have one road that enters our beachside community, the beach side of our community. At each of the other streets, there is fencing, and we have gates that walk through. So at Bayberry, we have a gate that walks through. So many people walk through this. And our commercial lots are right along here, which are also part of our community and live within the covenants of our community. Our covenants have been here more than 50 years.
Excuse me, when you say your commercial lots, are you referring to the lots adjacent to the applicant's site?
No, those are within our community. The applicant's site, the commercial lots, are part of Middlesex and are within the Middlesex covenants.
But that whole that whole row of lots, is that the commercial section that you're referring to?
Yes, it's the commercial section of Middlesex Beach. And there, when Middlesex Beach was organized and defined and laid out, they were defined as commercial lots, and they're covered under the covenants, and there are strict covenants for the commercial lots as part of the covenants of the community. And our commercial owners live within the covenants that we have for that, within setbacks and within rules of entering and height restrictions and setbacks and parking and all kinds of things for that too.
So, ma'am, so there's a lot of travel down that road then?
Pardon?
There's a lot of traffic on that road.
Well,
for commercial lots?
For commercial lots?
For the commercial lots. Many of the commercial lots enter from Route 1. And these lots, this is only one block long.
Okay.
The little streets that we have here are only one block. This is Route 1. We have two office buildings here and an empty lot. We have this lot that they're talking about here. We have two lots here that belong to Mr. Iden. We have a couple of other lots here. These are developed. This is a shopping center. They enter from one entrance on the side of each of these. It's blocked off so that they can only enter in one driveway on each side because we've made agreements with the owners of these lots to control the traffic so it can only come in through one driveway, through a narrow driveway, so that cars can't come and go all over because it became too dangerous. On Bridge Road in particular, there's fencing and gate all the way along it because it was simply too dangerous with too many people trying to come in and out along that way. We have a McDonald's on Addy Road down here. There is fencing along the whole side of McDonald's. It was part of the agreement with McDonald's coming in that their entrance and exit had to be only on Route 1 because it was way too dangerous of the traffic coming up over across Addy. And so fencing was put up along that entire stretch of road of our part of the road because these little roads are ours. There was, when I first came here, all of these roads were dirt. I mean, it was years before we even had gravel on them. And we still are in charge of paving them ourselves, and we'd blacktop them every so often. But we fenced part of this because it became too dangerous with people just driving all over the place. So we put up fencing so that we wouldn't have this problem here because it was dangerous. We have a commercial lot over here. We have one entrance to it because it became too dangerous of people driving in too many different places. There's only one exit. This whole lot is fenced. There's only one exit on this side of it because it was too dangerous of people just backing in and out and driving through the lots or driving out the back. all of the lots along the back, along Beach Plum, which is our little road that is the access road behind, that run behind the commercial stores, all of that is fenced so that no one can drive out the back of those, because it's, the road is 25 feet wide. It's, there's no parking along that either. These are little tiny alleyway roads where, you know, you can't pass a truck. When the trash truck is there, you can't get by it. This is a small community with very small roads. And our concern on this lot in particular is people backing up into the lot across from it, on the next to it, on the other side of Bayberry, has a fence around it, except for one small opening where people can come out that are the Hickman lots that belong to the next, on the north side of Bayberry. Our concern is that this whole stretch is unfenced and open, and that people will just back out without being able to see what's behind them, and everyone walks along it. Mm-hmm. And the DelDOT put the crosswalk here.
Right.
So everybody's going to make a right turn across the crosswalk that comes out of this, and everybody's going to back out. Mm-hmm. Into people walking and into traffic, because we can't come across the highway at Arrett or at Short. The highway only has Route 1, mm-hmm. only has a crossing at Bayberry.
Right.
So it also means all of us that live on the west side
mm-hmm.
come out on Bayberry to make a left turn to go north on Route 1,
mm-hmm.
because we can't get across at either Arrett or Short, because the highway is, you know, the median is there. It's a solid median there.
Okay. Was there ever business on this lot before?
Pardon?
Has there ever been a business on this lot before?
The only business that's ever been on this lot is a real estate office.
And how long ago was that?
It hasn't been an open real estate office there for 10 years, Bruce.
Was there ever a problem? Was there ever a problem with parking? How did they get in and out of that real estate office?
There was
not Miss Seasonal, though. I'm sure they had to have business down there in the summer.
That's why they're gone.
No, but at that particular time, did they have any?
Very.
And no business whatsoever.
This was at least 10 or 15 years ago that there was actual business going on in those office, in that office. It was a small office.
I'm going to ask again. I'm sure this. I won't ask it no more. But these other businesses that you've got. And on this street,
uh-huh.
a commercial business. Now, everyone that pulls in mm-hmm. does not, they don't back out, they pull in, they have ample way for them to turn around so people can see them, so nobody backs into anybody.
Almost all of them.
No, all of them do, though.
All
of them.
All of them.
On Bayberry?
No, when they pull into their business, they yes. pull in, how well, do they get back out?
From Route 1, and then they can do a U-turn and go back out over.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to wait till you get up.
Let's say McDonald's comes in and goes out on Route 1.
Well, you see, yeah, they had to. I understand that. Just the ones that are closest to this business.
At Shore Foods, you can come in and go out on Route 1.
Okay.
You can come in on Arrett. Arrett is not a street that crosses the highway, so it has much less traffic. You can come in on Arrett and go into the shopping center. There's a single one-lane narrow entrance because all of the rest of it is fenced or curbed, and you can come out the other side where it's also curbed.
Mm-hmm.
On the south side of Bridge, that's entirely fenced now because it became an issue, so that's now entirely fenced. And the Long and Foster side, they have a curb and then an exit.
Okay.
And on the Shore Food side, there are spaces where you can come out, but most people, they're very angled, so you have room to come with an angle on it and see what you're doing. So people don't back out straight into a road.
Okay.
If, even if people could only come in from one direction and they had to come out in a horseshoe and come out so they were facing forward and saw what they were coming out into, it would be much safer.
Yeah, we've heard that, man, but that's much we can counsel that. You address that. There's not much on that we can do, correct?
No, I mean, we don't have jurisdiction over.
We don't have the jurisdiction, ma'am. I'm not trying to cut you short. We can't. There's nothing we can. This board doesn't have any jurisdiction over that parking, the configuration. We understand it, but we want you to try to understand. You know, we're being redundant. Well, we're addressing over and over, and ma'am, there's nothing we can do about that.
I understand that.
So I wish that
Middlesex is a community, though, does, because we own this road. We do have the ability to simply put a fence up along there.
Well, ma'am, that's something that we have no control over.
You know, that's something we get to do. I mean, we don't want to have.
Ma'am, you need to address it, ma'am. You need to address the board. One more time, though, please. We can't address that.
We're just trying to make a safe situation so that.
Let me ask you one question. One question of everyone that comes up here.
Yes.
How do you feel that this application is substantially going to affect adversely the uses of your properties, the adjacent and neighboring properties? Now, what is the answer to that?
The traffic, we have nothing to do.
Just tell me. You told me safety.
Safety.
Okay.
Is that it?
Is that the only thing?
The other answers I got here tonight make me feel much more confident.
Is the hours going to affect you? Is the lighting going to affect you?
The initial application concerned me a great deal.
Okay, why?
Well, 5 years of something that we knew nothing about.
Okay, how about if
whether
I said
or not
you
there was.
Excuse me, let me stop
yes,
you
sir.
There.
Mm-hmm.
How about if this board approved? Say 1 year.
Would you
be upset about that?
1 year makes me feel much better.
Okay.
He said it's up to 5 years. That doesn't mean that they were going to get the 5 years.
Right.
Just,
in other words, if the board said 1 year, you would be happy with that to see how it worked out?
Well, I have a list of things. I was concerned about the 5 year. I was concerned that it said barbecue had been there. There had never been a barbecue.
Okay, those have
been addressed.
I was concerned about the sanitary issues.
That's been addressed.
Of whether there was water, of what was going to happen about trash collection, mm-hmm. of what those kinds of issues would be about sanitary facilities, about running water, about all of those kinds of things. This is an issue that was never brought before the association. It was brought to the board, but it never came before the association. And the association did not find out about this until just recently. And we're a fair-sized membership. We have 240 homes, mm-hmm. and yeah. only a few people knew it. It was board members, but the rest of the membership just found out about it in the last 2 weeks.
That's an issue that you need to, then this, some of this frustration, you need to go back to your board then.
And
so, instead of sharing it with us, you need to share it with them.
Which is why you got a letter from our board.
So, all right.
But this was partly why we were very concerned. But my major issue is the safety issue of cars backing up into a road that is...
But you
very
object,
heavily used.
You wouldn't object if this board looked at another time period. I heard you say 5 years concerned you.
Very much.
2 years or 1 year, whatever. That's up to the board.
Up to the board.
My feeling is if there's a problem after a year, then there's something we can do.
There
but
you.
If there's, you know, if it goes
sense.
Well for a year, that's...
That's
you know, then the neighborhood
gentleman.
Has a way to, you know, view this as not a problem. Because we have internal, you know, covenants within our association where there are pressures you can bring, you can do things, you can fence
right.
things, you can...
Right.
You know,
okay, ma'am.
But those are my concerns. And mine is the safety issue over how...
That's something you and the board going to have to address there. We can't, again, we can't go in with that. You know, we've just told the fence or whatever you all have to do. You'll have to do that, ma'am. Yeah.
That was why I think a lot of us felt the way we did. And so,
okay. All right, ma'am.
I just wanted you to understand how our roads look and feel and the state of them and why I think some of us felt the way we did. So I appreciate your time.
Ma'am, are you intending on submitting that to the
book?
This is Kathy's. Can I? This is your directory, Kathy. Do you want this back? Can I submit this or and give you mine?
I would like to have one.
I will happily give you my copy of the directory and submit this one. Okay. I don't have mine with me.
Ma'am, I got a question to ask you, please.
Sure.
You said you got 240 homes.
We have 240 properties.
240 properties. How many people do you think is in that?
Pardon?
How many people is in that development?
Well,
just roughly
living in there. How many people is in that development? This question is.
We have, I don't know, 15 commercial lots.
No. You've got 240 properties in that development.
Yes.
How many people?
Homeowners.
Full-time residents?
Maybe
30. Maybe.
Sir, if you're going to testify,
you got to wait. Sir, your turn.
In the summertime, I'm asking.
In the summertime.
In the summertime, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Maybe 120, and then we have a group of people who rent.
Okay.
There are at least 120 houses that
occupied.
More than that are occupied. Probably 200 are occupied.
Ma'am, do you think he's going to get his business from that development? He's going to get more business from that development than his Route 1.
I don't know.
I would think he would. I'm not been in that development. I would think he would get his business from there more, and he's planning on it, I would think, than Route 1. It's set back. Now, do you have a problem with that? I mean, getting
no,
from
I don't
there.
Have a problem with that. Because of the way this has happened, there is some animosity.
He'd probably get more walking traffic, more bikes that way instead of the vehicles.
But I would think that was what would normally happen. There is a good deal of animosity right now because people feel they haven't been told the truth. And so I think that'll take some time.
Okay.
That's something you all have to work that out.
People feel that they haven't been told the truth. And
by whom?
By whom?
By the applicants.
But you stated your board, too. So
you all
need to work that out.
Yes, but the board was told 1 year, and then the application said 5 years, and that's what we got.
Can I remind you that you're under oath?
Yes.
So were they. So were they.
I understand.
Okay, so that means that you know what that means if they lie.
Yeah. Yes,
they
I understand.
Just, you asked them all the questions. They took the oath. Our attorney gave them their oath, okay, and they made the statements. Are you satisfied with the statements they made now? Did that clear anything up for you?
I feel comfortable with that.
Okay.
I think only a few of us are here tonight. Uh-huh. I think that there are a lot of people who felt uncomfortable because when we saw the application, our board had been told 1 year, and when we saw the application, it said 5 years. And it said it had barbecue on it, which made us feel like they were saying there had been a barbecue there, so it was making you feel like there had been a barbecue in the past, so we would be open to other things.
I think it just made people feel
uncomfortable.
They have addressed you. You've said that you believe them. You feel better now.
I feel better now.
They testified. They addressed every single one. They addressed parking. They addressed setbacks. They addressed trash removal. They told you how long they're going to be open. They told you from when to when, June to... Now, do you believe that?
I do. I'm still uncomfortable over parking. I'm very uncomfortable over parking.
Then, okay. We get...
Other than that?
Okay.
I'm being very honest. I'm very uncomfortable over parking.
Okay. Ma'am, I wish we can't, but we can't. Have you heard from... The vice of our council, we tried to explain to you, and the director.
I understand your answers. I completely.
All right. I didn't want us to keep going because we can't do them without it.
You asked me how I feel about it now. I'm telling you truthfully, I'm still uncomfortable over parking, but I accept your answer. I accept the answers of the applicants.
Okay.
Ma'am, now, if you could submit that to the.
I'm going to submit
it to that lady there. Thank you. Now, sir, you're up. The only thing I'm going to ask of you, sir, please, is that parking or the safety concern.
That cat is flat.
Okay, I don't want to be redundant.
I'm with you.
Thank you, sir.
And Mr. Waxman?
Waxman, yes.
There's...
I'll be brief.
I'm waiting for... it's tough because the recording catches everything up here.
Now you can go.
We ask that you not be repetitive with what's heard, and there's nothing wrong with saying I agree and ditto with what somebody else has said, if that is your position. If not, please proceed.
Thank you. My name is Jeff Waxman. Thank you for giving me a few minutes. I'll try to take only a few minutes. If I still had a business suit, I would have worn it tonight, but since I retired, Axe became very wealthy in business suits. I've been a chief executive officer of 5 different high-tech companies, both public companies and private, and I've learned a few things that are important and have kind of come to the fore in this discussion. I've learned that past actions are a good predictor of future performance. I've also learned to respect greatly accuracy and clarity. So I do have some concerns over the inconsistencies that have taken place. I'm not going to too heavy in one direction or another, but I'll just share with you kind of a list of my concerns. No need to discuss them in detail. A lot of them have been hammered through, but I'll get to my final point in a moment. When the applicants came forward and asked for 1 year, and then we saw the application come in at 5, you've heard that. We saw the barbecue stand, then it went away. It's a typo. Okay. Typo barbecue stand from produce, fine. It was put in as a residential lot. Now it became a commercial lot. Okay. Parking. Well, I heard this applicant say, maybe we'll ask DelDOT to put some no parking signs on Route 1. Fine, but DelDOT isn't going to do that, and there's no one to enforce them anyway. Discussions on parking spaces. The applicant said, I think there are about 14 spaces. Well, there are 12. We all know there are 12. They're counted as 12. They're in. Everything's been sentenced. So my concern is not produce stand or no produce stand or building and what have you, because those things are all workoutable. My concern is really that if this board chooses, and I totally trust the board to come up with the right answer, if this board chooses to give these applicants a variance, how do we enforce that the applicants will do that which they've said they'll do? That's my concern. Now, having said that, my only answer that I can logically come up with is 1 year is a whole lot better trial period than 5. So that's my submission. Sir, a question.
I keep hearing this when I have opposition. I've sat on this board now for over a year, and I hear them, how do we enforce it? How do we enforce this? How do we enforce that?
You have a good answer.
And the opposition, right? And my answer, you. All those people in there, they make one step wrong, ding-a-ling-a-ling, comes into that office, and there's an inspector out there like that.
With all due respect, we are prepared to do so.
That's what I'm saying.
Bear with me.
We can't have a person coming there every day looking at it. And...
Bear with me. We are prepared to do so long as you work with us and don't give a blanket 5-year go do whatever you want for the next 5 years.
No.
So I'm arguing in favor of, if we're going to do this, and whatever decision you guys come up with, we'll respect. But my position is really simple. There have been enough inconsistencies that I have question marks. Not big issues, not, showstoppers, but question marks. Given those question marks, a year of a trial period to see if this really does live up to, are the ropes going to be where the ropes are supposed to be? Will the lights go off where they're supposed to do? If that really takes place, everybody loves produce stands. How do you argue against a produce stand?
All right, let me ask you this directly right now.
Okay.
If this board saw the right way to go through and said, but they can only have 1 year to prove this, would you be in favor of it?
Yes.
That answers the question. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition.
Chairman?
If Mr. Chairman, if the applicant had...
Would you come back up, sir?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
You have a question?
Well, I didn't know if I kind of saw
the. No, I just as stated with the 5-year application, we initially said that we would bring that down to a year per ourselves to do that. As far as parking, I don't think we really need to go over that, but there is head-on parking. Mm-hmm. If
yeah, but that you know, don't take me too sir.
Okay.
Yeah, one question: there's no way of making a horseshoe out of all that. Come in one way and go back at the other.
No, they have there's a fence up in the back, and again, I mean, I do have to give you a little bit. I mean, there's head-on parking right at Dollar General, right on I believe it's Bridge Road.
I'm just asking that question. There's no way you can look at that different and change that up. That's the biggest problem they got.
I will attempt to do that, but I don't see how without going into state right-of-ways. And, I mean, we're forbidden to go into state right-of-ways. I mean, they're just not going to we can't do that. I mean, we'll be breaking the rules. And the existing, I mean, I'm a real estate agent as well, and I worked for Superior Realty, who in turn became O'Connor, Piper, and Fling, which was one of the largest real estate companies on the East Coast from Ocean City up to Lewis. And we were a very busy office there. We didn't go out of business. We got merged into ERA, and then we got merged into Coldwell Banker. You know, I mean, so, I mean, they outgrew the spot is what happened. You know, and there was a number, there was Artesian Water was there. They used that as a construction office. They were backing out on Bayberry Road with contractors. I don't want to talk about parking anymore. I mean, I thank you very much for your time, and hope you will.
Okay. Hearing no further opposition, the chair will entertain a motion.
And I'm ready to vote. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11215 for 1 year. I believe that the produce stand, the 1 year from June 2013 to August 31st, will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties. I believe they've addressed it, and that's my motion.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Mr. Chairman, I tend to agree that there may be an adverse effect of some sort, but not a substantial adverse effect, so I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11215 for a period of 1 year. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Nay.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
Yay.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for a period of 1 year and for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated and my reason.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated and with a stipulation attached. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11215 is approved for a period of 1 year.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, and good luck.